separate us. But they also protect us.
It's gonna be okay, little one.
You sure that you want to do this?
Go!
Those people out there kept us in a cage for 200 years. That is not someone I want to engage with.
Nothing to worry about. You're safe now. Welcome. Your arrival is the most exciting event some of us have ever known.
Hi, Four.
I don't even know who we are.
Our surveillance technology is centuries ahead of anything you've known. They've grown up watching you.
Nothing creepy about that.
Tobias Eaton, you've been assigned to me.
It's a lot of firepower.
That'll take you a while to get the hang of it.
I think I got the hang of it. For 200 years, the greatest scientific minds have lived here to test a theory. If we could rescue people from a toxic environment and put them in a safe place like Chicago, perhaps they would heal it.
And I'm one of those people.
You're the only one.
Exactly what the hell is this movie supposed to be about? Talking about Divergent series Allegiant. And I'm about a week late on this, but it's a big film. I said I gotta get this out the way. Plus, I need to see it anyway for the simple fact that there's another one coming out next year. But watching this film out of my own, well, I was gonna pay for it anyway because I missed my screening regardless or whatever. But watching this film sitting there going out, I sat there out of confusion as to what the fuck was going on. The funny thing is, it's the same director from the last film, which Robert, I don't know how to pronounce this dude's last name. And yet, I feel like even he doesn't even know what's going on anymore. Let me go give a plot synopsis. Well, as much as a plot synopsis as possible. You got Shailene Woodley returning as Triss and Theo James as Four. Stupid ass name. It opens up with them making out, talking about we need to go over the fence, and you got Naomi Watts' character plays Evelyn, which is Theo James's mother, and she's pretty much in charge after Kay Winslet died in the last film, and she's pretty much started a mob. They're pretty much gathering up all the people that supported Kay Winslet's character, and they're shooting them on point. Octavia Spencer's character, she's like, we have the chance to be different from Janine or whatever the hell her name was. Why are we doing this? You know what? I'm going off starting my own faction. We call it the Allegiant. We're not going to be a part of this. And meanwhile, Tristan, Zoe Kravitz, her brother, Theo James, Miles Teller, he joins along. Ansel Elgort is her brother's name. And it's funny because Ansel Elgort, because if you remember from last film, he was working for Janine. And he's about to get killed, but they free him, and Trish decides to treat him like shit for the rest of the movie. It's like, why did you save him then, and why'd you bring him along with you? It's like, oh, because that's what family does. It's like, okay, that makes no sense. Miles Teller joins along. He was saying, hey, where are you guys going? I want to come, too. I don't want to be here, which I don't know why you would bring him along. I mean, this dude will turn on you in the fucking instant. So they escape, and they come across Jeff Daniels' group, who is like this advanced civilization or something like that outside of Chicago. And it's damn near some future shit going on here. And I'm not going to lie, I got kind of lost. Only to discover that they're not trying to help Chicago. They're trying to, I guess, destroy it in another way as well. Miles Teller turns on them just because he didn't like the job he was given. So thus, trying to tell Janine to spray this gas to wipe out everyone's memory, and therefore starting a war. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. That's a plot. Whatever. God, this movie is such shit. It's like the more of these movies come out, the worse they get. Shailene Woodley is the worst actress in this whole goddamn film. She doesn't know how to emote or react to any damn thing. She has the same look on her face. Like, it was funny because I remember Theo James was fucking terrible last film, and he ain't improved, but I feel like he's somewhat better than Shailene Woodley in this film. She is terrible. She is not a leading actress. She is not a leading actress at all. I didn't buy anything they were going through. Miles Teller, I really don't get what they're doing with this guy's character or anything. I never read the books, but this dude, the whole movie, oh, I don't like my job assignment. I'm supposed to be on security watch and stuff like that. I don't like my, which was some futuristic security watch. You get to like literally place yourself in the place where the cameras are, which is really cool. And he's complaining about it the whole time. And then finally he makes a deal with Jeff Daniels' character, David, saying, hey, I'll do something for you if you can get me another job. And he pretty much turns on them and pretty much ready to kill everyone or wipe their whole memory out just because he doesn't like his job. I'm just like, really? That's your biggest motivation? To the point where he even shoots Evelyn, Theo James's mom, and then he runs off and he's just like, I can't tell. Is this dude supposed to be a bad guy or is he just he's just a pussy or what's up with him? Jeff Daniels' character in here, I felt bad for him. I was like, dude, you're just in Steve Jobs. You're too great of an actor to be in here. And to see him in here used so pointlessly and lazy to the point that this film, y'all do realize y'all wrapping this up now, right? You only got one movie left. This movie introduces new concepts and theories and stuff like that. Matter of fact, stuff that didn't even have to deal with the first two films. They're talking about this whole purity thing and pure. If she's so goddamn pure and you guys had cameras on here this whole time, why didn't Jeff Daniels ever send a troop, a crew in there to kidnap Shailene Woodley? They spent a big deal about going about, you know, the rest of the Divergents, like Theo James and them, how they're broken. This is why they do the thing, because they're broken. But Shailene Woodley, she's pure. She's 100%. She can help repopulate civilization and stuff like that. Or whatever. I don't even know what the whole pure thing means, to be honest. They said it a couple times, but I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't really even paying attention because I just didn't give a fuck. And I'm sitting there going like, so what can you do just because she's pure? And then when they finally get to the council, they just say, oh, he's just using you to get more money for his funding of watching Chicago and stuff like that. I'm just like, so what does the whole thing about her being pure actually does? It does nothing. The special effects in this movie looks like shit. They got some cool ideas, I will give them that. There's these drones now that helps them fight the battles or whatever, which was really cool. But every time that they use those drones, you can see the blue screen. He was just like, wow, this looks terrible. This franchise keeps getting more money and yet keeps looking worse. I don't even know how that's possible, but it keeps getting worse. Meanwhile, back on Chicago, you got Octavia Spencer and Naomi Watts' character. They're butting heads at it. And nothing really gets solved or pushed or anything like that. It's just more so like, I can't have anyone going against me. So they're going to start a war themselves. But the thing is, too, when Shailene Woodley and them get back to Chicago, everybody's just hugging and holding hands at the end of the movie. Like, she doesn't explain what happens. She just, nobody explains how the fuck this, nobody knew this gas room existed. No, nobody explains how this gas just was able to spread around the whole city just by releasing it. And then everybody at the end of the film is just happy, hunky-dory or whatever, because Shailene Woodley gives a boring-ass monologue on some hologram talking about the real enemy is out there. They stuck this wall and factions up to divide us and shit like that. It's like, most of Naomi Watts' people were out for blood. You could tell they were bloodthirsty. Why would they change their mind all of a sudden about killing because of this little message here? Even before that message, they stopped doing it. It didn't make any damn sense. I was confused as hell at this part. I was like, wow, this whole franchise is just falling apart one by one. The acting, Theo James, he's nothing there just to beat somebody's ass and to kiss on Shailene Woodley. That's it. That's all he does in the film. I mean, there's even a scene, two people where he's trying to convince Shailene Woodley, you can't trust these guys or whatever. They're doing this or that. Because he sees some things when they go fight. I forgot what they were called. They go fight these things. And then they realize, oh, they're not saving these kids. They're kidnapping these kids and making them forget and making them lose their memory. He confronts Shailene Woodley about it, and he doesn't even tell her about it. He just says, you just can't trust these people. We got to go. And she's just like, but no, I'm the Divergent. I mean, the Hunt. I'm pure. I have to help my city and stuff. Like, she's like, no, but you just got to trust me. We just got to go. I was like, what? Nobody in here has a fucking conversation to help her. And then the whole movie, she treats her brother like shit. And he's that stumbling, bumbling buffoon or whatever. Like, he's just scared of every goddamn thing in the film. She treats him like shit throughout the whole movie just because, I guess he turned his back on him. It's like, why the fuck did you bring him there? And then at the end of the movie, she's like, can I trust you? I just need you to find four and don't tell anyone. I'm just like, whatever, bitch. Really, is that the main reason? Well, now all of a sudden you trust him? And because, he does something brave by letting you know how to shut the gas down. So now, you know, we're family again. Just like, you got to be shitting me, man. This whole movie was just complete dog shit. I was like, wow. I could have just literally skipped that week of not watching this and just been like, yeah, I think I'm fine with that, actually. Four, that dude's acting is fucking terrible. I mean, I'm talking terrible, and they know it, too. They got this dude to be, like, the pretty boy action star or whatever, and it's just not coming across. I will say, as far as mindless, stupid action, he delivers on that if that's what they're looking for, but if it's supposed to be, like, something that's meaningful or anything in this series, it doesn't hold a goddamn candle. Shane Lee Woodley, this girl is just so terrible. She makes running look like it's on a green screen. I kid you not. There's three scenes in this movie where she's just running. It looks fake as hell. I'm not talking about the background or the environment she's in running from. No, I'm talking about her running. It looks like a goddamn android is running. It's like, girl, have you ever exercised in your life or anything like that? Or even just, like, jogged or anything like that? With those bony-ass legs of hers, I highly doubt it, because that girl is a fucking twig. Shit, her body is a fucking twig. Like, it's the type of chicks that Wayne like and shit like that. Twiggies and shit like that. Because, man, I was looking at this chick and was just like, you look like if I just touched you, you would just shatter into a million glass pieces or something. And plus, it doesn't help that your acting is getting worse in this franchise. Overall, of the story, it seemed like everything just got dropped once this gas to help people forget their memories got introduced. The war, the whole conflict between, you know, Naomi Watts' character and then, you know, the main characters, which was Theo James and all them and stuff like that. And then, you know, once the gas gets stopped, everyone's just hugging and happy and shit like that. And they're now talking about, oh, there's a real battle out there. Miles Teller goes back to the area and they've already vacated the area. And if I'm not mistaken, yeah, they sent the ship they stole from Jeff Daniels' character. They sent it back with bombs on it. It blows up, but no one's there because they've already evacuated. So it just makes me believe that this last movie is just a war between the futuristic Jeff Daniels people and these people of Chicago, which I don't think nobody really gives a fuck at this point, this time and effort. Yeah, go ahead and give my final thoughts. Acting is fucking awful in this film. I'm talking about on everybody's part. Acting is just god-awful. The effects look terrible. The action scenes, funny enough, they were shot better than this other big blockbuster film that came out. You might have heard of it. It's got someone dark in there and someone that's got a little red and blue in there or whatever. You know, it's shot way better than that. But the second hand here, you just like, you don't really care about nothing. The trailer kind of already tells you that the Jeff Daniels character was going to double-cross him. He's just kind of waiting for win, where a lot of characters get put to the backside. You're just kind of really wanting to see where the story goes as far as trying to wrap things up from the last two films, and it doesn't wrap things up. It adds more elements to it to the point where you're more mind-boggled and confused, and you're just like, nah, I really don't know where this is going. And plus, with only one more movie, it's like, how much shit are you going to crowbar into this film? Because I hear the book isn't even big enough for two movies, so it's like, oh, God. So a lot of this shit probably was just made up anyway. But, this is straight up a fuck it. I think, I don't hate it as much as I hated the last one, but I just didn't like it. I think this one's worse than the last one. I hated the last one more, but I think this one is definitely worse, just from a story and technical standpoint. It literally is just getting worse as it goes along, and goddamn, Shane Lee Woodley, bitch, can you just emote something, please? Just emote something, you scrawny-looking twig, you. And I'm hoping that this review gets some comments about people that's read the book or something. Because please, fill me in on what in the hell is this series about now. I am so lost on this series. This movie alone just put me in more of a lost stratosphere that I don't even know what to think of it anymore. I was just like, I had a blank stare watching this the whole time. And then just looking at my icy cup going like, damn, that's empty. I had more feeling about my icy cup being empty than I did about some of the people that died in this movie and some of the stuff that was going on. So please, please explain to me, what the hell is this movie about?
Is it worth sustaining this population that's determined to destroy themselves?
What's going on here?
They're shutting us down.
Chicago will be erased.
Everyone we know will die. You were right all along.
We have to leave. Right now.
Where are we going?
Home. This isn't us against us. This is us against the people on the other side of that wall. They're trying to destroy us.
Where are you going?
We're saving the city.
Shoot her down.